Jim Moore says Lituya Bay on the outer coast of southeast Alaska has always been a special place for his family. During the first day of the August Chinook season, the Sitka commercial fisherman was out in his boat with his two grandsons preparing to ride the flood tide into the bay to anchor up for the night. Instead, the current was flowing out the other way.
This event, you know, was pretty spooky.
The water was muddy, full of trees and other debris, and something that Moore hasn't seen since the 1970s, icebergs, as far as he could see into the bay, mostly refrigerator-sized and smaller.
We picked up a couple and put this thousands of years old ice into our cooler to keep our food on the trip.
Moore says it was too dangerous to fight the current to get into the bay.
The prudent thing to do was to leave the area.
So what happened? Lituya Bay is a place where Mother Nature has always had the upper hand. In 1786, for example, French explorer La Pérouse lost two boats and 21 men trying to chart the entrance to the bay. Longtime southeast Alaska residents may remember the 1958 earthquake that killed five people. It also triggered a rockfall in the bay that generated one of the world's tallest tsunamis of at least 1,700 feet. But what happened to cause this latest mystery? Michael Loso, a geologist with the National Park Service, says satellite images taken just before and after the August event were key to solving it. First, he looked at the braided river delta between Lituya Glacier and Lituya Bay.
The active channels that normally carry meltwater from the glacier down to the ocean had been completely revamped. Pre-existing channels were gone and new channels had formed in other places.
Loso says they suspected Moore saw the aftermath of a glacial dam release. It's got a cool Icelandic name, Jokulap. And here's how it happened. Just above Lituya Glacier is Desolation Valley. In it, a four-square-mile lake is collecting meltwater from other nearby glaciers. Lituya Glacier normally acts as a dam holding the lake's water in place. Loso says a colleague noticed Desolation Lake's water levels had dropped by as much as 200 feet.
And what that meant is now we had sort of the smoking gun for where did that water come from.
It likely found a path under Lituya Glacier. And it's a lot of water. I mean, a lot.
Roughly the average hourly discharge of the Amazon River, the biggest river in the world.
Loso says anyone camping on the delta would have witnessed a big, violent torrent of water pouring down on them over a day or so.
You would have had a little bit of time if you were paying attention to get out of the way, but if you didn't pick up on the signs of the rising river levels as the flood sort of began, that would be a deadly place to be.
He also believes that water levels throughout Lituya Bay would have risen several feet above the high tide line because of the Jokulap.
The biggest or one of the biggest to come out of this particular basin, and it's also one of the biggest that has happened in the state that we know of.
Loso says archived satellite images and previously reported observations suggest this wasn't the first time it's happened. Because of climate change, Loso says it's possible it's occurring at least once, perhaps more, each year now. Meanwhile, Jim Moore continues helping scientists by compiling the underwater data he's collected over the last five decades.
It would be interesting going back this coming year and seeing if there was any noticeable changes in that, because it's a lot of water that ran out there carrying a big load of silt or mud or something.
Loso hopes Moore's data will help them discover areas prone to underwater landslides, mini tsunamis, or any other secrets in Lituya Bay. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Matt Miller.